The woman chose Stephen Avery from both photo and live lineups as the man she believed had brutally attacked her while she jogged along Lake Michigan in 1985. The real assailant, Gregory Allen, had been under police surveillance for sex-related crimes but was not included in the lineup. However, the victim assumed her attacker would be part of the group.
Based on the fact that the sheriff told me that he had a suspect in mind, I believed that the suspect's photograph was included in the group of 9 photos.
It wasn't, but criminal justice reform experts say in this situation and others, law enforcement may inadvertently persuade a witness to make an ID by things they say or do. An Iowa state psychologist who specializes in eyewitness memory estimates more than 70,000 people have to defend themselves against crimes they don't commit because of mistaken identification. Gary Wells says it's one of the judicial system's weakest links.
Mistaken eyewitness identification is responsible for the convictions of more innocent people in the U.S. than all other causes combined. We don't know how many wrongful convictions it's responsible for, but the important second part of this message is that a significant portion of mistaken identification can be prevented.
Reform recommendations advise police to present suspects individually instead of as a group with a minimum of 6 people. The real suspect should not go first. Research shows they're less likely to be chosen. The report also says those conducting the lineup should not know who the suspect is so they don't give it away. The woman testifying before a state task force says she sincerely thought she had the right man, although DNA evidence later backed up Avery's numerous alibi witnesses.
Of all the people I need to forgive in this whole process, forgiving myself will be the most difficult. Not a day goes by that I don't think about Mr. Avery and his family and the suffering they endured.
State law caps compensation for wrongful conviction at $25,000. It's likely that Avery will file a federal civil rights lawsuit against Manitowoc County and possibly others. A state attorney general's report concluded there were no criminal violations on the part of investigators or prosecutors. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.